you can use some organic heavy whipping cream in your tea, and guess what? It's going to turn your appetite off for hours, and it puts you in the keto zone where you're burning fat as fuel.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Don Colbert for a special question and answer session. Receive knowledge and information on healthy alternatives to live life strong and pain-free.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Goodbye, fat. Hello, victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God. Father, we thank you for your word and for deliverance, and what a thrill and a joy it is to be free. We're free people. And we thank you that you've, by your sacrifice at Calvary, the moment you were raised from the dead, Lord Jesus, Satan was totally, completely defeated. And you gave us authority over him, and he is at the root of the problem, because he comes but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That you said, Lord Jesus, I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
It is not an abundant life to have a body full of sickness, amen, joints full of pain.
Absolutely.
Hurting and aching, on some kind of silly diet all the time, and it don't work.
Mm-hmm.
You lose 20 pounds and gain 30. And back and forth and back and forth until you wind up with type 2 diabetes, sickness and disease, cancer, and don't know what to do about it.
Right, right.
And all the time, God said in his word, serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread and water. Take sickness from the midst of you, and the length of your days, which we've learned when he says something like that, he's talking about that 120, because that's what he said in Genesis.
Yes.
This is in Exodus 23. The length of your days I will fulfill. That's the will of God.
Amen. Amen.
And he has provided the power. He has provided his word.
Yes.
And the faith. Now, we have to make a decision here. Let's read our golden text. Proverbs 23. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee. Put a knife to your throat if you be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties. They are deceitful meat. And then in the 20th verse, be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. So what gluttony is food addiction.
Yes. It is.
And, of course, we understand drunken is the same thing. So they have to be dealt with in the same frame. And now, we've talked about this, had some really, really interesting conversations mm-hmm. about it. And I understand that some of our studio audience here have some questions
right.
for.
They did, yeah. And one of the first questions here, at the beginning of each year, many start a new diet or a way of eating for encouragement. Why the keto zone diet? Well, again, in a nutshell, the keto zone diet, most every other diet, you burn sugar as fuel. On the keto zone diet, your metabolism shifts from burning sugar as your primary fuel to burning fat as your primary fuel. And literally, you become a fat-burning body. And it generally starts with belly fat, which is the most toxic fat generally in the body. The most
which makes you fat-free.
Yes, that's right.
Instead of the fat-free diet.
Yes, and the key is you burn fat as fuel.
Oh, that's so
and
good.
As in addition to burning fat as fuel, it turns down your appetite and many times turns it off. So you don't have to be dealing with appetite and hunger all the time. So that's it in a nutshell. It's real simple. It's a fat-burning diet. Most every other diet, you're still burning sugar. You're still on that sugar roller coaster, that insulin yeah. sugar roller coaster. And every 3 to 4 hours, you're wanting another sugar or carb fix. That's it. Okay? Now, next. Any comments?
No. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. What's the difference between the Atkins diet and your...
That's a good question.
And your keto zone diet?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew Dr. Atkins. In fact, in the 1990s, almost every year, he would go to a lot of different health conferences and nutrition conferences. And I would pick his brain back then. And Dr. Atkins' diet, it was a ketogenic form of diet, but way too much meat. Remember what Proverbs said, Proverbs 23, the gluttonous eaters of meats. He used a lot of meats, a lot of bacon, a lot of processed meats, a lot of cheese, excessive amounts of meats. And also what he did, he allowed every form of fat. There are good forms of fat. Now, every form of fat will put you in the keto zone, but it's not healthy. And you can form plaque in your arteries, and you can still inflame your body. Yeah. So what I did is I took the best of Atkins. I used healthy forms of protein. Less protein is significantly less. Only 15% of your caloric intake is protein. You don't need that much protein. A lot of people think, no, if I'm building muscle, I've got to have protein to build muscle. No, you do need some. But remember, an ape, a chimpanzee, a gorilla, about 1% of their calories is actual animal protein. So you don't need all that. And so that's the key difference between this. This is a very healthy form. The keto zone is much healthier, I believe, than the Atkins because of, first of all, no excessive amounts of meat. Second of all, you don't choose the processed meats, primarily the grass-fed meats. And then third is going to be the healthy forms of fat, the grass-fed butter, not the regular butter, not the margarine, not the hydrogenated fats, not the excessive polyunsaturated fats, not fried foods. So you can eat fried foods on his program and still burn fat, but it's highly inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, the belly fat. How long will it take to lose it once you're on the keto zone diet? Good question. Now, again, for women, if a woman is eating usually around 1,500 calories a day, and if they follow the keto zone recipes, which are a healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, healthy dinner, and some people can skip breakfast. Remember the therapeutic fasting that I talked about?
Mm-hmm.
Many, if you can skip breakfast and eat, and like I say, fast for about 12 to 14 to 16 hours a day, even 18 hours, and skip breakfast, have lunch, have dinner, then guess what? Your body it's in a fasted state. You have autophagy. You're doing self-cleaning, like a self-cleaning oven. You're cleaning out those bad proteins. So, again, how long will it take to lose it? Generally, 1 to 2 pounds a week for a woman consuming 1,500 calories a day. For men, usually 2 to 3 pounds a week. Of belly fat, by the way. If you want to speed it up, you exercise. I've had many patients lose 1 pound of fat per day. If they use my keto zone tea or coffee in the morning, skip breakfast, just use my keto zone, and you say, what is that? That's where, and again, we discuss this on our website, ketozone.com, but keto zone coffee is simply a cup of coffee. I know Kenneth doesn't drink coffee, but for many of you, 1 cup, don't go excessive. 1 cup in the morning, maybe 1 in the afternoon, or tea is even better. And you can add our MCT oil powder to it. You can add our instant ketones to it. And you can add some organic whipping cream. You say, wow, what? Or grass-fed butter to it, a tablespoon. either one or the other. And as a result, you are burning fat for hours, and it shuts your appetite down.
There are people out there right now saying, what?
Well, that's what I talk about in the book. Yeah. It goes against your mind. A lot of you have fat phobia. In your case, use the MCT oil powder and avocado oil. Don't be putting olive oil in coffee or tea. Tastes terrible, okay? But avocado oil is neutral. You won't taste it. You can blend it up or stir it up with some MCT oil powder. It tastes delicious. Keeps you full for hours or
insecure time. And also, if you are a coffee drinker and you use milk or cream in your coffee, Use that heavy cream.
Heavy whipping cream. Heavy
whipping. Use it in your tea.
Or use it. That's what they do in England. But you can use some organic heavy whipping cream in your tea. And guess what? It's going to turn your appetite off for hours. And it puts you in the keto zone where you're burning fat as fuel.
And back up to that place. The moment you mentioned 1,500 calories.
Yes.
What? Now, just sit back down and shut up, okay? Shut your fat face. You call me fat. That's because you're fat, baby. Now, I brought this up for a reason. Don't let things and words like this offend you.
Amen.
The devil will use
that. Ooh, that's good.
Oh, you call me fat. Well, have you looked at yourself? Get to where you say, that's right, and I'm getting rid of it. Glory to God. This body's not my own.
Amen.
And I'm tired of being fat.
Amen.
And I'm getting rid of it, and I'm 1,500 calories don't bother me. I believe what the man of God is saying.
And then speak what you want to weigh. If you want to weigh 150, say, by faith, I weigh 150 pounds.
Yes, sir.
And then for men, 2,000 calories a day. 2,000. You need more than a woman. Men need about 2,000 calories a day. And you will burn fat, women about 1,500. When Mary, my wife, started this program, now she's lost 35 pounds. And when she
stand up, Mary.
And,
stand it, come
and
up,
she's
come
burned
up
off the belly fat. She's got her figure back,
come here,
too.
Come
she
up
looks
here.
Great.
Don't she look good?
Now, Mary was eating as much as I was eating. I was eating about 2,000 to 2,500 calories a day. And she didn't understand. She was doing the keto zone and not losing weight. I said, wait a sec. You're eating the same amount of calories as me. You need to be on 1,500 calories. She changed and boom. And then she added exercise and keto zone coffee or tea. And then it really accelerated the whole process.
Amen. Thank you, Mary.
Praise God. Okay. So, next question. Is the keto zone beneficial for couples trying to conceive as well as pregnant and lactating women? Good question. As long as your calories, women, are enough, but not with pregnancy. During pregnancy, we want to make sure you have enough calories and you've got to gain weight. If you're not gaining weight, this program in the keto zone, if you're following 1,500 calories, you're going to lose weight during pregnancy. No, not for pregnant women, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
For women trying to conceive, yes. Usually the reason why you're not conceiving is because your hormones are off and your progesterone is off and your insulin is too high and your thyroid's off. And so what I do is that it works wonderful trying to conceive. I cannot tell you how many women have gone on this diet, lost weight, been able to conceive. And many, I have to balance their thyroid. I put them, if their thyroid's sluggish or low, I put them on some natural thyroid. And again, the doctor says I check about 5 different thyroid tests. And I'm amazed how many people have sluggish or low thyroid, and it's not being addressed by the doctor. You need the right thyroid test, especially your free T3 level. If you have cold hands, cold feet, your metabolism is off. If you're tired all the time, most likely your metabolism is low and your thyroid is low. If you're losing the third of your eyebrow, most likely your thyroid is low. If your skin is dry, if you're losing your hair, if you're constipated, these are all symptoms of low thyroid. You say, wait, every one of these is described to me. You need to get your free T3 level checked and find a doctor that can prescribe the right thyroid, which is the natural thyroid, okay? Okay, so for couples wishing to conceive, wonderful. Lactating women, again, you need more calories. So if you do the keto zone diet, you can't be losing weight, okay? That's mm-hmm. the key. So for pregnant, no. For lactating, yes, if you consume, as a woman, 2,000
okay, what should the calories. Pregnant woman do then?
She's been on this. Well,
she conceives.
Now she
makes the change. What is she going to do?
Okay, now if she's conceived, she can either do my let food be her medicine, anti-inflammatory diet, because she's got to gain weight. And that will provide healthy proteins, carbs, starches, but no sugars again. And it's great for pregnant women. Now, if you do the keto zone diet and boost your calories up for pregnant women to 2,500 to 3,000, yes, you can do it. Because then you'll gain weight.
Yeah,
so, yes, you can do keto zone and just boost your calories up to
20. Raise the calorie intake up so you're not adding a bunch of junk to
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. So pregnant women can do it provided they have sufficient calories, which is usually around 2,200 to 2,500 calories a day. Okay? So next, how do you How do you educate medical doctors to be open to the things you are discussing when they've been trained differently?
You can't.
Now, again, let me explain. That's a good question. But if these doctors are spirit-filled doctors, yes, they're open. You get them
a copy of this.
Yes, they want to know. They're looking. And what you do, so you can get them a book as a gift and say, this is this Dr. Colbert's a Christian doctor, and would you please read this and see what the Holy Spirit tells you about it? I want your opinion, because I present the research that shows that this is a very healthy program, yet most doctors are trained by the pharmaceutical industry. And what I decided years ago, hey, I'm not going to be trained by the pharmaceutical industry. Those, just like you go see a surgeon, he's going to want to operate. You go to a mechanic, he's going to want to fix your car. You go to a regular medical doctor, he's going to want to medicate you. Okay? Yeah. So
well, that's what he does.
Exactly. He's been trained. So I'm not against doctors. And yes, we do sometimes need meds. But I'm just saying, generally speaking, there's a better way. Let's educate our doctors, be respectful to them. But if your doctor is going to say, no, throw that in the trash, or if they throw it in the trash, you know that's not the right doctor.
Yvonne.
Yes.
Dad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Carlo.
Right.
There was a woman that was, she was partner to this ministry, and she asked him, because he has a PhD in
right.
nutrition.
Brilliant man.
And her dad was diabetic, type 2 diabetic. She wanted to know how his diet could be changed, and so he'd instructed her to change his diet and so forth, and he was in a wheelchair, and he was on up years. I think he was in his low 70s, something like that. And man, he just snapped out of there and just started doing great.
Amen.
His doctor called Carlo, cursed him over the phone.
Wow. Wow.
You sorry so-and-so. What did you give my patient? He said, I didn't give him anything. Yes, you did. What'd you do? He said, I just changed his diet.
Cut out his sugars.
Do you know what you have done, you sorry so-and-so? And I mean, man, he was calling him everything you could imagine. He said, you have taken food off of my table and out of the mouth of my children.
Wow.
He didn't care nothing about this old man dying.
Mm. Now, unfortunately, hopefully, that's not the majority of doctors.
Well,
doctors.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
But there was a time when that kind of a doctor didn't hardly exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there are more of them today.
Mm-hmm.
And he represents more of the pharmaceutical end of the business.
That's
because, listen,
it's big pharma.
I'm a personal friend that was involved with, so I know this firsthand. And he told me, he said, Kenneth, I had to get out of that. That's the meanest bunch of people I ever met in my life. They promoted him up to staff, higher level, anyway, where he was involved with planning stage and sales and so forth.
Right.
And he said, I had to get out of there. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm a Christian man. I can't put up with that. I can't do it.
Well, what people need to understand, big pharma, pharmaceutical companies want to make money.
Yeah.
That if you have a medicine you take every day or twice a day, and you need it every day, every month, every year for the rest of your life, they have a customer. Just think of that. Same with processed food.
They're drug dealers, Doc. That's what they do.
They go for profits. They go for profits. But there are medicines that are needed. There are when women have kidney infections, bladder infections, yes, you need an antibiotic. If a person's got heart failure,
absolutely,
it's going to save them. So, yes, there's. If you have low thyroid, you need thyroid. So, yes, there are medicines that we need, but if you change some key lifestyle dietary habits, we can usually reverse lot of diseases.
That's what's so wonderful about the human body. When you think about it, there's actually, when you get down to the spirit, soul, body, and get into the spiritual mechanics of things,
right,
there's actually not healing is in the Word of God. Food, if you correct something with food, you've unleashed the healing power of God in your body. And it'll work.
Yes.
It'll absolutely work. The healing wasn't in the food, but what the food did was correct the situation, and the healing power just grabbed
absolutely
a hold of it. So when you mix faith with proper fuel, and that's what this is, proper fuel. Glory to God. I get excited about this. And you do that, and the great physician that's been doing his best to heal you all this time, and you just couldn't tell it because you kept killing it fast as he tried to heal you. Amen.
Amen.
Because healing always comes. You come up there and somebody lay hands on you, and the believer lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Right.
Jesus said that. And if I'm laying hands on you, I believe that. I lay hands on you, and oh, glory to God, I believe I receive it, and then go home and eat a half a cake. your ankles are not going to get any better.
That's right. And just
and
like
even
you
though
said,
the healing is working,
that's
the
right
healing is working.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
it doesn't have a chance.
Well, like you said, you would drink, a couple of pots of coffee a day?
Yeah, or a loaf of bread.
And your joints were hurting, and he told you to cut out the coffee when you prayed.
Yeah.
And it didn't make sense to you, but you did it anyway.
Yeah.
And then all of it went away.
Within 3 days, I had no more elbow pain.
Isn't that amazing?
And I would pray and exercise my faith, and it'd get better. But here it'd come back. Well, I couldn't figure it out. I knew I was missing it because it isn't the fact that God doesn't heal you. It's the fact you don't receive it because He's already.
Amen.
By His stripes, you were healed 2,000 years ago, and now you're receiving it.
Right.
And I realized something wrong here. I have never, ever, James chapter 1, any man that lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. He won't find fault. He doesn't find fault in you.
Right.
Well, I've never fasted over 3 days in 50 years. Never made the whole third day that I didn't get the wisdom.
Wow. Praise God. Praise God.
Never made the whole third day. And sometimes it was the morning of the third day. Yeah. Most of the time it was the morning of the second day when it
come
through, you know. And he said, just don't do that anymore. So I exercised it, and it's gone forever.
Right. Praise God.
Isn't that
That's
good?
Awesome. Awesome. Love it. Okay. What if you're not in ketosis and you're still eating high fats but hardly any carbs? How would that affect my cholesterol? If you're in ketosis and low in and you're eating hardly any no sugar, low carbs, low starches, your body will, what will happen, your HDL cholesterol, good cholesterol, generally goes up. Your bad cholesterol, which is your pattern B, LDL cholesterol, almost always goes down. Your neutral cholesterol, which is the LDL pattern A, may go up some, but that doesn't cause plaque. So that's what we find. There's a special test we do for that called the NMR lipo profile. Unfortunately, most doctors don't do that. And we're out of time. So again, what happens again... KetoZone.com, we're able to help you with your menus, articles, things that we become your accountability partner.
Get the book. Get the book.
Amen.
Say it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I get the book.
Get the book.
We're not trying to sell you books. We're trying to get you well.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.